As President Trump launches his mass deportation efforts, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, are being dispatched to communities across the nation, including here in Wisconsin. For advocates, seeing ICE in largely immigrant communities can sound an alarm, one where many post to social media sites like Facebook to alert others. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez brings a story about what happens when that information isn't true, the effect it has, and what communities can do moving forward.
Yesterday afternoon, U.S. Congresswoman Gwen Moore and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson held an emergency press conference to share how the city and state could be affected by President Trump's freeze on federal grants and loans. Mayor Johnson didn't have specifics on what was at stake, but said that tens of millions of dollars could be lost. The mayor said numerous agencies and services rely on federal funding, including police and fire departments, housing, infrastructure, and multiple school districts and higher education.
All these agencies, all these departments rely on funding from the federal government.
U.S. Representative Gwen Moore said she received personal assurance that funding freezes won't affect services like Social Security or Medicare. She also noted that this wasn't just a Milwaukee problem, but a rural problem, a statewide problem, and an issue nationwide.
But we can't pretend that it just has an impact on Democratic cities. This is going to have an impact on farmers, on rural areas and rural hospitals, red or blue or purple, whoever you are, you're on notice now that the chaos and the suffering across demographics is going to come with this.
As with Trump's sweeping rollout of migrant detention and deportation efforts, some analysts suggested that the president is doing exactly what voters wanted when they elected him. Johnson and Moore were asked if the same could be said about the freeze.
Well, I don't know if Americans voted for the seniors not having access to Meals on Wheels. I don't know if Americans voted for not replacing lead service lines so that we have better public health and better public safety. I don't know if Americans voted for any of this sort of stuff.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers pledged to join a lawsuit with other states seeking to override the freezing of funds. While Mayor Johnson, who recently courted the Republican National Convention to Milwaukee, offered no specifics of how the city would fight the president's orders, he did say that he wanted to push back. A U.S. district judge in D.C. temporarily halted the order later in the day. The courts are set to revisit the potential freeze next Monday. Jimmy Gutierrez, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.